What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Define Stories, a show about the people. Fortunately, tonight, it's just Ryan and I.
It's been quite a while since we've done a broadcast, and we've done lots of stuff on the back end. This is more us kind of explaining to the listeners or viewers in the future, like, kind of what we're envisioning going forward, and just kind of more of an introduction episode to the new reimagined what used to be Drunk Boys Basement. We're still owned by Alpine Media Group, but we are doing something different with our mindset and our vision, and we are really excited for the future because we have a lot of really cool things lined up. It's just taken us a while to really get back into what we used to do every week, which tends to be the case when you get out of rhythm with anything in life. But this specifically was a little bit more difficult just because of the amount of, back end and front end work that has to be done. But we're very, very excited for the future. And you should be too, as we announce more episodes and as we get more of these people that we've met over the last couple of months on our show. So really, as I said, this is more of a new reinvented us, and really just an opportunity to give everyone a reason to come back, to listen, to experience what we're doing now. I know a lot of the individuals that used to listen to us, that still do, hopefully, were really big fans of the drinking side of our podcast. There isn't to say there
wasn't. That's the first question.
there isn't anything to say that still won't happen, but that's not our sole focus anymore. Which I don't even know if it was our focus to begin with. I mean, it was, but then I think we kind of just went off.
It was part of our, like, saying when we started this.
It was. Sometimes, though, I don't think we really adhered to that saying because, I've steered away from hard alcohol. I think you kind of have, too. We're kind of more just beer drinkers now. But, for a while there was a lot of heavy drinking and all sorts of stuff that would occur. So
that was, like, the best part is just getting Ryan drunk and then just listening to him. He could have a whole conversation with himself.
Yeah, I could. But I think, after a certain amount of time, you've only got so many stories, interpersonally or with friends. And that's one of the things that we noticed was starting to happen. And the other thing we noticed is that the individuals that we started to have on had these spectacular stories. Whether the individual thought they were spectacular or not, is up to them. But there were plenty of people that would, email us or comment on our posts on social media and say, we love this guy, we love that woman, this story was great. And, so we kind of started to capitalize more on that side of things because, everyone, as our show so states now, everyone's got a story worth sharing. And we really are striving to make this more of a platform for people that don't think they have a very exciting story to share their story, because there may be someone out there that resonates with the story they have to tell. And it was very evident the other day. I'm working with some women at this kind of side gig that I do, and they're artists, and they do trade work for the organization that I work with, and they're trying to put on an event. And this is just kind of an example of why I think that people have unique stories. But they were putting on an event with them, and we just kind of got to chatting, and it kind of turned more into like a life story and all this kind of stuff. And they didn't think their story was very interesting or very touching, but it's because they lived it. But it really was a pretty dramatic story in the terms of where they came from, what they're trying to do, the, you know, poverty and living on the street to becoming artists and this whole thing. And that's kind of more of an affirmation of what we're trying to do here. So we really, really do hope that, you know, we're able to allow these individuals to tell their story. And even you, that sounded weird. Even you, if you have something that you want to share or something that you just need to get out there. I mean, you know, we've got our website, that you can, what do the kids say? Email us at.
Oh man, I'm trying to think of the word they use nowadays.
Comment below.
And comment our website. They can email us.
There's a lot of things you can do, but
we make it so you can message us any way that you're comfortable with.
Yeah. I mean, that's really what it comes down to is, we're not in the, and there's some people that I've spoken to over the past couple months of our hiatus that, you know, they are afraid they're going to get judged and they're going to, have, you know, face ridicule and all that. And, you know, we're not in the business of doing that. We're simply in the business of connecting people with the rest of the world and vice versa. So, as I've so stated from the beginning, this is more of just an intro episode to what we're looking forward to, what you should be looking forward to, and, you know, what our mission and vision statement really is starting to come down to, because we've had, I would say, more fun talking to people that come on our show simply because everyone's got a different, unique outlook on things. And, you know, like I said in the beginning of this, you can only experience so many different outlooks with the same people over and over and over and over.
I'm just thinking about Adventures on Drugs.
That was legitimately a story because he wrote a book on it.
Exactly.
That was one of my absolute most favorite episodes we did. He was an awesome storyteller. I mean, even in person. And
it was like 2 a.m. his time too.
It was in Ireland. It was about 2:30 in the morning his time. And he was just super excited to just talk about his book and his experiences. And that kind of stuff really makes a difference because in the world of podcasting, it's pretty easy to tell when people are being, you know, they're putting on a facade and all this kind of stuff, because especially when it comes to just audio, it's really easy to, I think, for the majority of the population, realize what's being said is either a fabrication or they're trying too hard or this, that, the other thing. And when we started getting these, you know, very unique, some more outspoken than other individuals on our shows, that's what really became something that was enjoyable to us. And it, you know, it's really the adage of if it starts becoming work, it's no longer fun. But that's not necessarily true, because if it is work, then that means something, for lack of a better term, is working, right? If it doesn't require a whole bunch of effort, to me, I don't think it'd be very fruitful. I mean, that was probably a poor way of explaining it, but I just, in all the things that I've done in my life, they require a lot of work. And if they don't require a lot of work, then typically they don't mean that much, really.
I mean, it's like I want to say it's like kind of a human thing to want to pursue challenges.
In a weird roundabout way, it is, right? And that's the tough part, is then you get into the challenges and you're like, oh God, I don't want to do this. But it's like, why would you put yourself in that place and, you know, in that position in the first place? I mean, the best example is like weightlifting, like training. The gym is great in theory, but it's also awful. Because it's a lot of work, but I won't stop going. And it's similar to our platform and our shows and our vision, is because this has been a lot of work. I mean, it's been, Jesus, almost 3.5 years of just constant work and constant reimagining. And I think for the first time, we're comfortable enough to say that we found a vision that we want to maintain, because there are so many people that have things to say that don't have a platform to say it. And I don't mean Facebook. Like, there's that whole thing of not everyone should have an opinion, which is true. But I think an amendment to that statement should be not everyone has an opinion that's valid.
It's true.
That's a little bit harsher to say it that way, but there are plenty of people that have things that should be said, because ultimately it's like the episode with the mental health for men that we did with our friend Ray. There's a lot of people that have things they want to say, but they don't know how to articulate them or say them. And there may be one or two or three people out there that listen to the episode, that listen to the show, that are able to garner something that they didn't actually realize they could have thought of before. We're just allowing more avenues for people to experience life, really, is what it is.
I was trying to articulate my thought process going on right now. Speaking of which.
Well, it's good to see some things haven't changed.
I was like, for all those people that have difficulty articulating their stories, apparently you haven't talked to me because I can't even articulate a sentence.
But I mean, I wouldn't even necessarily say it's about articulation of story. I think it's simply just the fact that people don't really...
They don't give their story...
enough like validity, honestly, almost. Yeah. Like, people think that they're like everyone's got their own, you know, background or experiences and stuff like that, but the thing I've learned specifically in my life is you can't discount your experience from someone else's, even if theirs to you seems like it's a lot more monumental.
I'm deciphering. I'm trying to follow along with this one.
Well, in layman's terms, if person A and B are in a room and person A has an experience and person B has an experience, person A thinks that person B's experience is way more worth telling in a story or whatever it is, or way more important. Person A typically will just throw their experiences to the side and not, you know, give it a second thought, which I don't think is healthy.
No, definitely it's not.
You know, so and so that's why I think that what our vision is going forward is not only it's almost selfish, because it's more of an allowance to us to listen to different worldviews rather than come up with our own or interact with people on a much more politically correct basis, right? Because I think that with experience comes the ability to tell stories, but it also comes with the fact that the sugarcoating thing has to go out the window. You know what I mean? So really what it comes down to is raw, like uncut stories that people, you know, have and experience, and we're here to listen and learn. That's all we're here for. It was a really roundabout kind of way of explaining our mission and vision, but that's where we're going with this, and we hope that you stick around with us to see where it goes.
There were so many words, my brain just exploded on me. No, I mean, I was going to say a sentence, but nothing could be as monumentally impactful as what you said, so...
Well, that's the thing, is when you go back and, like, listen to it, you're going to be like, he said the same thing four times, which I did, effectively, but...
You said it four different ways to make sure everyone understood it.
Fair enough. But the bottom line is, we are excited with our new our new endeavor here, and we really hope that you'll come on the journey with us and even, you know, be a part of the show one day, if you so please. So that's who we are. We're Defined Stories. We are about the people, we're for the people, and we want to talk to the people. So, you know, look forward to the newest episodes that come out. Look forward to everything that we have in store, because we have quite a bit in store. But also be patient, because we are going to spend more time per show. We're probably not going to have the frequency of episodes that we've had in the past, because the reality of it was just too much. It's having, when you do not have a full-time, the ability to do this full-time, it becomes too much. And
I wouldn't necessarily say that.
I would. Every single week, doing an episode every single week was not the way we should do it. Because it becomes very taxing on both of us. It becomes, there's just a lot that goes into it. And I think we owe it to you guys to produce quality episodes, quality content with quality guests, with thought behind each episode. And that's what our pledge is to you guys, is to make sure that every episode that comes out is unique, but also you can take something away from it that is different from the last show. So that is our commitment to you guys. We love all of you. We hope that you have not hated us too much from being on this hiatus, because we have been on a long hiatus. I won't lie about that. But all good things do have to come to an end. Drunk Boys Basement was the first stepping stone in a larger plan that we have, and we can't thank you guys enough for the support. But we have something even greater going on forward right now. So stick around, hang out with us, send us emails, DMs, whatever you want. Tell us what you want. Tell us what you want to see and hear and be a part of, and we will make it happen. So we are Defined Stories. We hope that you enjoyed this brief yet brief overview of our new mission, and we will see you guys in the very near future.
I was gonna try an outro, but I'm not even gonna try it. I'm just gonna say this: thank you all for sticking with us. We hope that you continue sticking with us. And to everyone,
stick with us.
I'll see if I can find four different ways to say that.
Adhere to us. Be with us.
What are we saying? Like the Lord's Prayer?
Our Father who are... Okay, that's enough. We'll see you guys all very soon. Thank you for listening.
Until next time. Enjoy y'all's night.
Defined Stories.
This is Defined Stories. Bye-bye.